Chapter 6. The Presentation. The Russian gentleman was still at Three Chimneys. None of the people that Mother had written to knew where his wife and children were. Bobby wished she could think of a good idea to help find his family. One morning, a letter came for Peter and Bobby and Phyllis. They opened it excitedly, for it was most unusual for them to receive letters. The letter said, "Dear Sir and Ladies, we would like to make a small presentation to you in recognition of your resourceful and courageous action in warning the train and thus preventing a terrible accident. The presentation will take place at the station at 3 o'clock on the 30th, if this time and place will be convenient to you. Yours faithfully, Jabez Inglewood, Secretary, Great Northern and Southern Railway Company." The children rushed to show Mother the letter. Mother was very proud of her three courageous children. They wondered what the presentation would be like. "How exciting," said Peter. "What do you think we will get?"
"I'd like a silver medal," said Phyllis.
"We might get gold models of steam engines," said Bobby.
"Or a big model of the scene of the prevented accident," suggested Peter.
"Well, first we have to answer that letter and say we will attend," said Bobby.
"Let's use your pink writing paper, Phil."
It took some time to agree on what should be said, and several sheets of pink paper were spoiled before the three had decided what to say. Then they all signed the letter with their own names. The letter ran, "Dear Mr. Jabez Inglewood, thank you very much for your kind letter. We are very glad we could prevent an accident. We don't need a presentation, but we are happy to attend. The time and place you say will be quite convenient for us. Thank you very much. Your little friends, Peter, Roberta, and Phyllis." On the day of the presentation, the three children went down to the station at the proper time. Several important-looking people were there. Best of all, their own old gentleman was there. A man wearing glasses began quite a long speech. He said all sorts of nice things about the children's bravery, and when he finished speaking, everyone clapped. Next, the old gentleman got up and said they had demonstrated great bravery. He called the children individually by name and gave each of them a beautiful gold watch and chain. The station master told Peter to make a speech. He wasn't sure what to say, but after a brief hesitation, he spoke anyway. When Peter finished, the people clapped. Then everybody shook hands with the children before they left to go back to Three Chimneys. It was a wonderful day, which they knew they would cherish forever. "I wanted to talk to the old gentleman," said Bobby regretfully, "but I didn't get an opportunity."
"What did you want to say?" asked Phyllis.
"I'll tell you later," promised Bobby. That evening, she composed a letter to the old gentleman.
"My dearest old gentleman, I want to ask you something. Could you get out of the train at our station? I do not want you to give me anything, only to discuss something. Your loving little friend, Bobby."
She got the station master to give the letter to the old gentleman, and the next day, she asked Peter and Phyllis to go down to the station with her. She told them she had asked the old gentleman to get off his train at their station. When the old gentleman stepped from the train, the three children suddenly felt shy and nervous.
"Hello," said the old gentleman when he was close enough. "This is a very great pleasure."
"Thank you for getting out," Bobby said politely as her palms grew sweaty.
"Let's go into the waiting room," said the old gentleman, "and then you can explain what it is you wanted to discuss."
In the waiting room, Bobby nervously told the old gentleman all about the unfortunate Russian. She asked him if he could help them find the Russian's family.
Said the old gentleman. "What did you say the name was? Frying Pansky?"
No, said Bobby. "It's tricky to spell. Let me write it down for you."
The old gentleman got out a gold pencil case and a beautiful green leather notebook and opened it at a new page. "Here," he said, "use this." She wrote down Shapansky and explained, "That's how you write it. You say it Shapansky." The old gentleman took out his glasses and read the name. "That man?" he said with great surprise. "Why, I've read his book. He is an intelligent man with excellent ideas."
"Yes, that's what Mother says," replied Phyllis. The old gentleman laughed.
"Well then," he said, "I'm very glad you came to me about this. I know a great many Russians in London, and I'm sure someone will know where his family is. Now, tell me all about yourselves." The children didn't know what to say, but the old gentleman asked plenty of questions and soon found out their names and ages, their father's name and his business, how long they had lived at Three Chimneys, and a great deal more. Then it was time for the next train, and he got into it with many goodbyes. About 10 days after they had spoken with the old gentleman, the children were sitting outside watching the trains. Several people got off the 5:15, but to their surprise, one of them started walking toward their house. It was their old gentleman himself. "Hello," shouted the old gentleman as he approached. "I've found your Russian friend's wife and child."
Bobby ran ahead and excitedly gave the news to the Russian and Mother, who were sitting in the garden. The Russian leaped out of his chair and sobbed with joy. The Russian's few belongings were quickly packed, and they all saw him off at the station. Mother thanked the kind old gentleman for his generous assistance. The three children and their mother said goodbye to the Russian and the old gentleman, then turned to go up the hill.
"How nice," said Phyllis, skipping joyfully, "to think of the dear Russian seeing his long-lost family. The baby must have grown a lot since he saw it."
"Yes," said Mother.
"I wonder whether Father will think I've grown," Phyllis went on, skipping still more cheerfully. "I have grown already, haven't I, Mother?"
"Yes," said Mother.
"Oh, yes." And Bobby and Peter felt her hands tighten on their arms.